So run from CFIs that want to meet once a week or infrequently. Those people, you know, I mean, doing this at this pace, just save your money. It's really not worth doing this that slowly. And if you're doing this for a career, just remember that every month you're not a CFI and building time towards what you want to do, if that's what you want to do in the end, you're losing about 10 grand or more, right? Because of the mandatory retirement, you're not going to get to that last equipment till however long it's taking you to get there, you know, now, that, you know, that delta. So it's quite a bit. So don't wait on this stuff. Okay, so don't, when someone wants to do this infrequently, no. Now, when a CFI says to you, the one you've picked, I can't do a lazy eight or whichever maneuver, but I can see if you're doing it right. That means they don't really do enough of these, right? They really don't do this kind of training. So run. Don't listen to that. Don't listen to those people. When they say they can evaluate and can't do it, that means they're not doing it, right? That's what it means, right? And when people aren't doing it, aren't practicing in system, then there's a lot of nuances to this rating, a lot. And in addition to just the flying. So when someone doesn't even know how to do that, you know, how many other things don't they know? And the answer to that is no.